Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Today, we continue our discussion on obedience. Our scripture for the study comes out of Philippians 3 and 8, and I'll be reading out of the New Revised Standard Version. And Paul says, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ, Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. Our teaching for today is entitled Obedience in the Journey to the Cross. We continue our Lenten season journey to the cross. In this study, we discuss the meaning of obedience to God. Obedience is discerning what God wants and choosing that outcome. Our response of obedience flows from a heart that hears God's voice and feels God's love. It's a matter of choosing and turning to him versus the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, or the pride of life. The hallmark of obedience is modeled by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, especially as he journeyed to the cross. Jesus demonstrated to us perfected obedience by his humility, his faithfulness, and his submission to God's will. We decided that obedience was both the outcome of our faith walk and the means by which spiritual maturity is accomplished. We perfect, or we bring to fruition, our obedience through the Holy Spirit and practicing spiritual disciplines that conform us to the image of Christ. We daily accept the obedience challenge by exercising our freedom in Christ rather than being disobedient slaves to sin. As we perfect our obedience, as we bring it to fruition, probably the most difficult part of our journey is our willingness to let go. Letting go requires releasing those things that cause us to be independent of God and operate outside of his will. Let me say that again. Letting go requires releasing those things that cause us to be independent of God and operate outside the will of God. Letting go necessitates that we pray often, wait expectantly, and trust unequivocally. When we let go and let God, the results are always more than we could accomplish in our own power. In 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, it says, but as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. Much of the difficulty in letting go oftentimes lies in our inability to let go our ego. Ego, in this case, is not an exaggerated sense of self-importance, but the use of fleshly knowledge and human effort to accomplish God's purpose. This is often the case when we endeavor to live righteously and holy in our own power. Some of us attempt to do this by works. We visit the sick, we feed the hungry, and do all those things we think that will please God. And I'm not minimizing those by any chance. Some of us become masters of spiritual discipline. We read our Bibles every day, we fast, we pray, we tithe 10%. Regardless of our approach, we miss the mark using these fleshly methods to create spiritual outcomes. Just as Paul said in our opening scripture, that we put our confidence in flesh. If anyone has reason to be confident, Paul says, I more than anyone. You know, he said, I was circumcised on the eighth day according to the guidelines of Jewish rites. He was a member of the people of Israel. He was part of the tribe of Benjamin. He was a Jew of Jews, a Pharisee. He was zealous and even a persecutor of the church. So he really could say that he had everything it took in order to walk righteously. Interesting, the pronoun I is so prominent in this passage, and that passage was Philippians 3, 4 through 5. In Greek, that translates into ego. Paul's failure was not due to a lack of works or poor self-discipline, nor was it the result of a poor attitude or stinking thinking. Paul attempted to do the work and will of God in his own strength. What was the best solution for Paul's dilemma? He declared his faith and dependence on Jesus Christ. Paul let go his ego and chose to obediently follow God. As we prepare for Holy Week, let us consider the journey through the lens of obedience. To help us with this exercise, I'd like you to take our opening scripture and meditate on it. Again, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ. Philippians 3 and 8. Meditate. When we meditate, we focus on thoughts, not daydreaming. We invite the Holy Spirit to join us. There can be no meditation without his presence. Here are three methods that you can try. Very simple. To begin meditating on this scripture and other scriptures. The first is emphasize different words in the text. I regard everything as loss for the surpassing value of knowing Christ. Emphasize the words that the Holy Spirit brings forth in your thoughts. I regard them as rubbish. A second meditation technique would be to rewrite that text in your own words. Rewrite the text in your own words. I'll say it in my own words. Regardless of everything that I have, the most important thing is that I know Jesus Christ, and everything else doesn't even count, so that I can be closer to him. Okay? And finally, the meditation is formulate a principle from that text. What does it teach us? What does it teach us? Using, again, Philippians 3:8, what does it teach us? It teaches that even though we have many gifts that God has given us, none of them are as important as knowing him. The three methods: number one, emphasize different words in the text; two, rewrite the text in your own words; and then formulate, number three, a principle for the text. What does it teach us? Don't rush this exercise. Please spend time rereading and focusing on it. Give attention to the verse, each phrase, the words included. Remember, all scripture is the inspired word from God. Take time to hear not only what God is saying, but what he is saying to you. Journal what you have learned from your meditation about God, the gospel, your ego, and yourself. Ask the Holy Spirit to show how you can practice obedience as your daily journey to the cross. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to us. Please share this podcast with friends and family. And if you would like to include in your journey to the cross accepting a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, it's easy to do. All we need to do is to confess our sins, ask for God's forgiveness, and state your belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and begin to live and walk in newness of life. Go to our website, itwministries.org, and click on the invitation tab and go from there. If you have any other questions, please just let us know and we will follow up with you. Have a blessed week, this holy week, and I will see you next week on Resurrection Sunday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.